This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Candy. Welcome to the Mind Room.
Hola.
Hola.
I was horse camping with my sister up on the pass. And we were riding the trails, and we came out into this clearing, and there was a ridge up there. And my sister said, you know, that'd be a great picture. I thought, okay, so she had ride over there. So I rode up this very rocky ridge and stood at the top. She snapped the picture, and I looked down, and as I yelled, I said, I don't think this horse can go down this. It's too rocky. She goes, nah, she'll make it. And I did not listen to that little voice in my ear that said, don't do it. And so I started down the hill, and sure enough, poor horse's hooves just slid out from underneath her on some rock, and she's rocking violently back and forth, trying to keep her balance. And as I'm being tossed back and forth, you know, I can't hardly hold on. I'm hanging off the side, and then she tossed me off. And I landed on a rock that was shaped like a humpback whale with a sharp spine on my upper left hip and the vertebrae area. And it was, oh my gosh, it was agony. I'm sure my back was torn open. And I'm looking up and the horse is on top of me. And she was such, I still had a hold of the reins, but she was such a good horse, you know, she froze. And my sister came riding up and she goes, oh, this is a good picture. And so she snaps a picture as I'm underneath the horse. With my horrible smile, you know, yeah. And then she goes, are you hurt? And I said, yeah, I'm hurt. She goes, hospital hurt? And I said, yeah. And so she went around. She saw a little ranger station pole. Luckily, sitting there was people camping and an off-duty nurse. And she took the horses and ran down. My sister did and got help and called a ranger. Ranger came up. The lady was sitting with me, thank goodness, feeling if I could feel my toes and everything. And I couldn't open my eyes. The pain was so bad, I couldn't open my eyes until we got off the mountain. And the ranger came. I said, can you chopper me out of here? Because, I was in agony. He said, nope, we're going to put you on this backboard. We're going to drive you down into Leavenworth. And so put me on the backboard. My mom rode with no seatbelt in the back, holding my legs up so I wouldn't scream in agony. And the first few miles were washboard. You know what that is? All the way down the mountain. And they got me in there in this rinky-dink hospital with like five beds. And they never looked at my back. They never took an x-ray. And they just gave me drugs. And because they needed the bed, they basically kicked me out in my, you know, with my ass hanging out the hospital gown. And in the car, I finally got home and got to a, you know, decent hospital. They missed a fractured vertebrae, and there was no wound. There was no wound at all. It was absolute nerve damage and you know, the spine. And so I had to be on medication and flat on my back for 3 weeks. And you know what? That picture she took way up on the ridge, I looked like a freaking ant. It was horrible.
You still have the picture?
I still got the picture and the one where I'm smiling in agony under the horse for a second.
Oh, was the horse okay? The one that fell on top of you and slipped down?
Well, she was standing over me. She was fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
she was okay. So, yeah, that wasn't so fun.
How long did it take to recover from a fractured vertebrae?
It was 3 weeks of them rolling me back and forth and barely just getting up, you know, just to use the bathroom. And every movement was agony. So now I know just how bad, you know, nerve pain is. And you can still slap my butt there on the left side. No feeling.
If I meet you, I'm slapping your ass on the left side.
I am proud to announce that I'm never getting on a horse for the rest of my life.
You just cursed yourself.
No,
Why not?
A horse going to bite me and throw me on its back?
Something's going to happen. No. Where you're going to end up
on
a horse.
Trip where you got to be on a horse.
Why would I need to be on a horse?
The only way to get from here to there is on horseback.
Yeah, I don't. Look, I have no
in Africa or something like riding a horse or a donkey.
Just that statement alone is just
you
dumb
just
curse
yourself.
I will never be on a horse.
Look, I said that about a helicopter. I said, man, we did. And I looked at my wife and I said, I will never do that again. Fast forward, however many years ago it was, here we are at Niagara Falls, and I'm like, God damn it. And I did it again. Although much better ride, to be
okay.
fair. What is your fear of getting on a horse?
I don't have a fear of riding horses. They're
okay. What is your fear of getting on a horse?
All right. One time, my buddy Chad, he had more of a stallion, but he had an older horse, too. His grandmother on the farm. So, of course, I get the older horse. Chad, he's trying to still break in the young guy. We get in a field, and he just tears off. Well, his older buddy... He wants to keep up. So he's not as smooth, but he is hauling ass. And I'm on the back of this thing, and I'm like, Chad, slow your horse down. I think.
You know, are you screaming to him?
I am screaming at him, not with a lot more colorful language.
Yes, I would
involved.
Imagine.
This horse took me. I ducked and missed a branch by about 6 inches as he was flying under the trees on a trail. Chad's laughing his ass off. He thinks this is hysterical.
Yeah, well, it is kind of funny.
Yeah. We turn around to go back. He does the exact same thing. Once again, we're flying again, you know, jumping over creeks and all this stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not an equestrian horse rider.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just basically hugging this guy's neck for dear life, man. And I got my feet dug into his rib cage. Then in Jamaica, I get on a horse. The beach part was nice. But then when you get up into those Blue Mountains, man... Those trails are no joke. And when you're up on a horse, you're higher than you think you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and when you're looking down at basically a one-foot road without a guardrail that goes straight over a cliff and you're on top of a horse, it will freak your ass out. And that's all those switchbacks are the entire way to the top of that thing and the whole way down. And when I got off that horse, when I got down, I was like, I am never, ever, and I was stoned, I am never in my life getting on a horse again. This is it. Flies everywhere on this horse. You know, just like everything. It's just like,
Mike, let's see if we can arrange the men's room horse riding event.
All right.
So why today do you feel like you'll never? Like you said, now I never have.
And that's why something weird's going to happen.
I promise you.
And they're like, sir, the only way to get from here to there and save your life because of whatever's going on is we brought you a horse. I don't know why.
Yeah, what if you meet a chick and she's like, Miles, I love horseback riding.
You do not get anywhere near horse chicks. Ever. Ballerinas, horse chicks, people who do your hair. Danger. Danger. Those are the three categories of just stay away. It's fire. You're going to burn your hand if you touch the stove. Ballerinas.
What's your defense of horse chicks, Mike?
Chicks who cut your hair.
Give the horse chick a chance.
You've been with the horse chick.
And who's running into all these ballerinas?
I'm from Eden Claw, bro.
This is Eden Claw.
Yeah,
there's a reason why you asked me to set
not
up
all
this horse
equestrian.
Ride.
That
they're
is exactly why.
Yeah. They're not all equestrian. So I'm saying, just look at Mike. Given where we live, there's a legit chance you could meet a woman who has a horse.
Yeah. I'm talking
thoroughly
about...
enjoys riding it, and like you're going to be like, oh, sorry, honey, I don't ride horses.
You know what? That's what it'll be. It's not going to be an emergency.
That'll save you.
Now, Miles is right. They're
that'll
crazy.
Save you.
They're crazy.
That'll save you.
But they're fun
she,
crazy.
She drew horses when she was 7 years old in second grade, sitting beside you with a pencil, actually did a pretty good job of replicating the muscle definition and everything else. The chick that had the long ponytail who ends up getting a horse, and that's her entire life. Nuts.
Probably.
But nuts. Fun nuts.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your version. I'm just saying. Look, this.
Would you buy a product called Fun Nuts?
I'll tell you what.
Like for Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
Fun nuts.
I would get on a horse before I would date a horse chick.
Jesus.
But I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like,
so you might get on a horse.
We'll just agree. You cannot sit here and go, I'm never getting on a horse.
I'm not. It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
It's going to happen.
No, it's not.
I bet you it happens in Africa. I bet you it happens in Africa. They say, look,
I'll get on a giraffe.
The Jeep broke down. There are lions over there, but they're bringing us horses.
I'll ride the tiger, like Ronnie James, before I get on the back of a horse.
Come on!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.